is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And remember, Optum Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Another Saturday morning, another show live on the airways here in Savannah, Georgia, also on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com. Also on your smartphone, download the ESPN Radio app, go to Savannah and Hilton Head, you can listen to me there. And also on the TuneIn Radio app. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N Radio app. Go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. Well, it's a little cloudy outside. The rain has started. It's supposed to get to a high of 81, but it's going to be cloudy all day, so you might have to find something other to do than to play a little sports outside. Golf and tennis might take a hit. Local colleges might take a hit because you can't play baseball and softball out in the rain, so we'll see what happens with that. But it's supposed to be a rainy day here in Savannah, Georgia all day long. But you know what? We're live on the air talking local sports, national sports, and that's what I love to do. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad you could join me. So what's on tap for today's show? The lineup. We play two games. We play 2 hours, 9 to 10, and then 10 to 11. We'll start out in the first hour, of course. In this segment, I'm going to talk local scores and sporting news, whatever comes across my mind. And then we'll get into the second quarter, roughly about 9:17, with the president and the captain of the undefeated regular season Savannah Shamrocks rugby team. We'll talk to Matt Midget. He'll tell us what's going on. They're going to be playing a little playoff game in the rain here in Daffin Park today about 1 o'clock. So we'll get Matt Midget's take on that. Then we'll go to quarter number three, roughly about 9:33. The Georgia High School Scoreboard radio show host and the voice of high school football here in Savannah, Georgia. He's got like 54 affiliates. He does a great show with the Georgia High School Scoreboard show. And I can't say anything else about this guy. He's just a great guy. We're going to be talking to Tommy Palmer. We're going to talk about the Georgia High School State Association's new concussion rule, classifications, anything about high school football here in the state of Georgia. And then we'll close out the first hour. In hour number two, game number two, we'll start out. Same thing, local scores, sporting news, whatever's going on here in Savannah, Georgia, or in the national scene, on the national scene with sports. Then we'll go to quarter number two in the second hour, roughly about 10:17 again, not 9:17, 10:17. We'll talk to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Coastal Hurricane senior baseball player Sheldon Paulk. This kid has an ERA of .42 before last night's game, so I'm excited about it. Coastal homeschool Hurricanes. These kids are homeschooled, but they get to play sports. And like I said, you nominate a kid, I'll listen to you. I'll get them on here, and we want to talk about the good kids. And quarter number three in the second hour, second game, we're going to talk a little bit about recognizing the outstanding athletes that have come through here, that have come through Savannah, Georgia. And, of course, special awards going to special people who do stuff related to sports here in Savannah, Georgia. And that's the Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame banquet coming up next week, and we'll talk to the Vice President, David Sipple, and then we'll close out this show. Well, before I start, I got to give a little condolences out to two families here in Savannah, Georgia. It just breaks my heart. Savannah Christian community, the Georgia Southern community. First, we lost Coach Carl Carter, over 30 years, the head baseball coach over at Savannah Christian, lost his wife, Lita, this past week. Great family, great man, very humble, soft-spoken, and you got to love it, babe. Babe, you know what I mean, and that's his famous line, babe, and lost his wife this week. I got to send out a condolence to him. Great man, great family. Just tough to take, and my son Russell, my oldest son Russell, played baseball and football for Coach Carter. Loves the guy dearly. Coach Carter, our thoughts and prayers are with you, and I'm sorry they couldn't make the tribute yesterday, but you're always one of my favorite people to talk to. And then got to send out to the Deloach family. 21-year-old Abby Deloach. I had the pleasure, the honor of coaching against Savannah Christian's basketball team, girls basketball team, when I was up at Effingham County High School, and she was a force to be reckoned with, and I got to meet her a couple times through my wife's friend Beth Lopez's daughter, Sarah, and she came over my house the night of my youngest son, Dom DeMasi's graduation, and I mean, she just lit up the room, funny, personable. You could tell this girl was something special, and Abby Deloach was one of those five from Georgia Southern. I mean, I got to send out condolences to that family, too. It's home here in Savannah, Georgia. Being a coach for over 30 years, losing kids like this, and it's not the first time a student-athlete I've known it has gone too early. You just don't know why. But, I mean, it's something that it just you know, it rattles you. It rattles you. And, you know, life's too short. And when you lose these kids like this, it really hits home. And, you know, we lost a young man 5 years ago, Dustin Dalfini, Calvary Day School. But he told my youngest son, Dom, you know what, Dom, remember them for who they were and keep living life, because live with them inside you keeps them alive. And what more can we say? And my condolences out to that family, to those families in the Savannah Christian community and Georgia Southern community, because two special people taken too early. All right, time to go to the scoreboard. I had to get that off my chest. It's just something that, you know, touches me, and just I'll never know why we lose kids too early, okay? But anyway, on the scoreboard, okay? The Atlanta Hawks lead the Brooklyn Nets 2-0 in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They'll be playing today at 3 o'clock on TNT. The Hawks will be taking on the Nets in Brooklyn at 3 o'clock, and they're up 2 games. Sorry, the Hawks will be taking on the Nets today at 3 o'clock. Atlanta Braves lost a heartbreaker. They're 8-8. Freddie Freeman makes an error on a ground ball in the bottom of the ninth inning, because they're in Philadelphia, allowing a Phillies to score to win, and they lose 1-0. Okay, and pitching's been tough with the Braves the last couple of games. They've lost 6 straight and 8 out of 11. But Alex Wood did a great job, and once again, tough loss, 1-0. The Braves lose to the Phillies last night. They'll play today at 7:05 up there in Philadelphia. Shelby Miller, this kid's been hot. He's 2-0, has a 1.69 ERA. He's been hot. He's going to try and help the Braves get out of the slump. Savannah Sanets are up in Charleston. They lost to the Charleston Riverdogs 1-0. They'll play today at 6:05 up there in Charleston. The Sanets are 5-10. They're second from last place. But it's always fun watching these young guys grow and make it to the major leagues, like we did last night. Well, I did last night with the Yankees playing the Mets, and Jacob DeGrom, pitching for the Mets, also pitched down here in Savannah. So you got to be excited about that, watching these young players come through here, Savannah, Georgia. So the Nats are on the road, up in Charleston. They'll take on the River Dogs at 6:05. And little do you know that the Sand Nats are the Mets affiliate. The Charleston River Dogs are the Yankees affiliate. So we got a Subway Series up there in Charleston, just like we got a Subway Series up in New York. Still rooting for the Bravos, though, because I've been down here 20 years. I guess I'm starting to like the Braves. In college, on the college scoreboard, Armstrong Tennis, just a machine. The Armstrong State women's and men's team both advanced to the Peach Belt Conference semifinals last night with victories. The top-ranked women team, 5-0 over North Georgia. The men, 5-0 over Francis Marion. They're both playing today, right now, at 8 o'clock. So men's and women's tennis at Armstrong, probably the best program in Division II tennis. As far as softball goes, Armstrong 9, Montevello 1. This is in the Peach Belt Conference Tournament. The Pirates will face second-seeded Georgia College at 1:30 today. Savannah State, let's talk softball. Savannah State Tiger, Lady Tigers, are in first place in their subconference. They're 10-1. Unbelievable. They won the first game 8-5. They win the second game 11-6. A little flavor, Savannah flavor, in this doubleheader yesterday, because Brooke Eichenlaub, former Savannah Christian Red Raider fastball pitcher, one of the best fast pitch softball players here to come through Savannah, Georgia, she pitched a complete game for the win in the first game, and then in the second game, with Savannah State losing, she hits a 3-run homer to give them the lead in the bottom of sixth. Just a great day over there for Brooke Eichenlaub and the Lady Tigers in first place in the MEAC Softball Conference. The men took it on the chin in baseball. North Carolina A&T beat Savannah State both 7-5 in the first game, 2-0 in the second game. And one of my former players that I got to coach when he was a little kid, 12, 13 years old, Austin Denny from Effingham County, throws a four-hitter and loses 2-0. He struck out 7, only walked 1 in a loss. So Hector Benitez, for former Jenkins standout, had a big hit, but 2-0 loss, tough one. Savannah State in men are 16-28 overall, 9-11 in the MEAC. Don't forget, women's lacrosse. I mean, we got one of the best programs here in the United States, the SCADS ladies lacrosse team. They won. They're playing in the championship. They're playing in the National Women's Lacrosse League National Tournament, and they're playing in the championship tonight. They'll take on Davenport at 6:30 for, I think, their third or fourth straight lacrosse championship. High school baseball, tough one yesterday for the Red Raiders. Touching moment over there at Red Raider Field. Calvary Day School comes in and beats Savannah Christian 3-0. Carl Carter comes from the tribute to his wife, the ceremony, the wake, the funeral for his wife, and just a touching moment, but just very emotional for the Red Raiders to come over that. So both teams are headed to the Class A private school playoffs. Savannah Christian is 16-6, which beats Calvary 4-2 in the last meeting, entered the game as the number 4 seed, and Calvary came in as the number 12 seed. But the postseason wasn't the main reason at Savannah Christian yesterday. It was to honor those two fine Savannah Christian families, the Carter family and the Deloach family. So tough to get over. Boys tennis, Benedictine 5, Screven 0. That's the second round of the Georgia High School State Association Class AA playoffs. Benedictine moves on to the third round. So that was the high school scoreboard. There's a lot of things that happened on Thursday. We got a lot of teams in the playoffs, which I'll tell you later on in the fourth quarter of the first hour. But remember, this show cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center. They have digital MRI. X-ray services, physical therapy, all in one convenient location. Optimal Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. A little rainy today, but it's still beautiful down here in the South. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at optimhealth.com. Remember, they get you back into your game. Next up, we'll talk a little Savannah Shamrock Rugby, president and the captain of the Savannah Shamrock rugby team, who finished undefeated during regular play. They're playing in the first round of the playoffs today right there in Daffin Park. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. We all know about the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club because they put on the best rugby tournament here in the United States. Every St. Paddy's Day, we get 70 teams to come down here to have a good time right before St. Paddy's Day, right after St. Paddy's Day. But you know what? They do play a schedule, okay? The Savannah Shamrocks men just completed their second consecutive undefeated regular season in the Georgia Rugby Union. And by going 9-0. They're number one. They're the number one seed in the Georgia Rugby Union playoffs, which starts today in Davenport Park at 1 o'clock against the number four seed, the Atlanta Old White, which finished at 6-3. In the semifinal rematch of last year, of the opening week, the Savannah Shamrock Rugby beat the Atlanta Old White 57-21. So it could be pretty exciting over there in Davenport Park at 1 o'clock today. But we got to go to the other side. They also have a women's team, and the women's team, unfortunately, did not make the playoffs. They came in close in the Carolina Rugby Union. They lost in the semifinal to Charlotte. So we can get more on that because the man himself, we have the president, the captain of the Savannah Rugby Club, waiting on the Savannah, the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard. The captain of the Savannah Shamrocks and the president, Matt Midget. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. It's a little cloudy, a little rainy, but talking local sports, talking national sports, and just having a lot of fun. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Any Saturday that's a rugby day is a good day for us.
Any day that's a rugby day. And it could be every day with you guys, the way you guys love this game. And so tell us, second consecutive undefeated season in the Georgia Rugby Union. You start in the playoffs. Pretty exciting time with the Savannah Shamrocks.
Yeah, we've really got this thing going well here these last 2 years. It's our third year consecutively in the playoffs. We struggled 3 years ago and lost in a play-in game the way they used to run it. And last year we went 12-0 and ran into a buzzsaw and lost in the South Final Four to Gainesville, Florida. And that cost the end of our season, but I think it got our guys ready and prepared to get a taste of what it means to win when you make it to the national tournament. And so that is our goal this year, is to get at least one step farther than we did last year. And we're fortunate, by getting the number one seed, we get to host semifinal today in Daffin Park at 1 o'clock. And if we're lucky enough to win this game, we'll host the Georgia Rugby Championship next Saturday out in Daffin Park as well.
Now, as far as holding these games, is it going to be in Daffin Park or is it in Optimus Field? Where will you guys be playing these games exactly in Daffin Park?
We don't play there in the stadium. They've still, they just recently, I guess, might have just completed the soccer season for high school. But that field is not configured to be quite wide enough for a full-size regulation rugby pitch. So we will be playing over at the west end of Daffin in the big main field area. We'll be down there on the west corner of that field, opposite of Grayson Stadium.
Nice. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to the president and the captain of the Savannah Shamrocks rugby men's team. And they finished an undefeated Georgia Rugby Union season. They're playing a semifinal in Daffin Park today. So, I'm looking at your roster, Matt, and I know you personally, and I know, you're getting up there in age, but you still love the game. Is there an age limit, or is there an age group? And you got a bunch of guys on this team. It's, I can't, like 25, 30 guys.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no age limit whatsoever. We've got guys older than me that are still active with the club through our old boys program. They play every year in the tournament, as well as they set up a few tours that they go in. They go down to St. Simon's Island and play a big tournament down there. Kind of do that in memory of, although Gordon Varnado is still with us. But he goes down there, and it's they always tout him, as one of the oldest rugby players in the country who's still active.
Is that Batman?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, I know Batman. He's a ball of fun. He's still playing.
I think last year he said that was going to be it, but you never can tell with Batman. He may just bring out his rugby boots and lace them up and play anyway.
Wow.
So we have people from all different age groups. I would say probably mostly mid-20s to late-20s tends to be kind of the core age that we have, although we have a few teenagers that are playing right now. I know we have a guy who has just graduated but was homeschooled and didn't really have an opportunity to play team sports at any of the schools that he could have gone to here in Savannah. And his mom came out and asked us if he was able to play, and we were able to bring him on and get him in there. And he was a 17-year-old boy playing amongst men, but he really picked up the game fast. And now he's a strong member of the club. Got another guy who's also just now 19 years old. And so there's no real age limit up or down, really, for that matter.
Well, you know, it really, you know, it's always exciting when I go out there during St. Patty's Day weekend and watching all those games. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sportsport, and I'm talking to the president/captain of the men's team of the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club, Matt Midget. Okay, you got to give us a quick 2 minute, if you could do this, on how this game is played, because a lot of people get confused because it's not like American football. I know you just cringed when I said that, but it's a lot different. I mean, you got a bunch of guys in a scrum that they're tossing the ball backwards, never forwards. And how do you score? Give people a quick analysis of that, or a quick evaluation on how you play the game.
Well, I mean, I guess when people first look at it, it's most similar to a cross between American football and soccer, based on the size of the field and the way that it's a contact sport. But you're right, the ball has to be passed either laterally or backwards, so it looks like we're running an American football kind of option style of offense. There is an offside line, similar to the way it runs in soccer, but it's continuous. And I guess that's the thing that usually grabs people as the biggest difference in the game between American football and rugby, is that there's no stopping in between plays. When you're tackled, the laws of the game state that you have to release the ball. And a lot of things happen over top of you while you're releasing the ball that helps keep the game continuously flowing. So there aren't coaches sending in plays every 10 seconds. The refs aren't blowing the whistle near as often. And I think it's a little difficult for American fans at first to get used to the idea that there's not a commercial break when you watch it on TV for you to get up and go get snacks from the kitchen or anything like that. It just keeps going for 40 minutes at a time. The only break is halftime. And then you come right back and you go for 40 minutes again. And it's an exhausting game that requires fitness and requires a lot of mental strength to stay focused for 40 consecutive minutes while you're wearing yourself out, you're beating yourself up, and other guys are trying to beat you up out there.
Okay, and once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Matt Midget, the president of the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club, also the captain of the men's team who went undefeated. They're playing semifinal game today at 1 o'clock in Daffin Park. Oh, quickly, so if I get the ball over the line, how many points am I getting, and then what's the kick worth afterwards?
If you get the ball over the goal line, you have to touch it down to the ground, which is where the word touchdown comes from in football as it evolved, and it's worth 5 points. And when you score it, it's called a try. When you score a try, you kick a conversion, and you have to do that perpendicular to where you scored. So if you score all the way in the corner, you're going to be kicking your conversion from out all the way at the sideline. Now, you can pull the ball back as far deep as you need to get a better angle, but obviously the kick's going to be farther. And that kick, if it's good, is worth 2 points.
I guess that's where the 7 points comes into play, eh?
Yep, that's right.
All right, Matt, give everybody the rundown. What time, where, when, and let's go Savannah Shamrocks Rugby.
Yeah, we're going to be playing today in Daffin Park over in the west end of the main field at 1 o'clock is kickoff. We'll be playing against Atlanta Old White. We're the number one seed, 9-0, and they're the number four seed at 6-3. Anybody that's interested in wanting to check out the game, get out there and support your local team. If you're interested in playing, come on out Tuesdays and Thursdays. We practice in Forsyth Park from 6 to 8 every Tuesday and Thursday during the week.
And if you want more information, just go to rugbysavannah.com, and you can find everything you want to find out about the Savannah Shamrock Rugby Club. Matt, appreciate it. Always great speaking to you. Good luck today, and we're going to get a recap next Saturday morning, so you'll be back on with those golden vocal cords of yours.
All right. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Hey, good luck. Go rugby. Go Shamrocks.
Thanks, sir.
Bye. Have a good one, Matt.
You too.
And that's Matt Midget, the president and captain of the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club. Go to Rugby Savannah, Rugby, R-U-G-B-Y, Savannah.com. You can find more information. 1 o'clock, Daffin Park, for the Georgia Rugby Union semifinal game to play in the championship game. They win. We got the championship right here in Savannah, Georgia next week. Next up, we'll talk a little high school football with the man that is known as the voice of high school football from the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show, heard every Friday night during the football season right here on ESPN Savannah Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And that's himself, Tommy Palmer. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, you can get all your information, and you can listen to me on the air, on the internet, streaming live on ESPNCoastal.com.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner with the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, still located at 210 East Randy Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Well, we had a lot going on in Georgia High School State Association meetings all month, and one of the biggest new rules that came out was the Georgia High School State Association concussion rule, and it's pretty simple. We're going to get into it, and I had to get this guy on last year. Last week we had one of the guys on the committee, our region secretary, Earl Etheridge. Savannah owns Earl Etheridge. Well, this man, I coined him the voice of high school football in the Georgia because of the Friday night show he does, the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show. He has a lot of experience, a lot to do with high school football in the state of Georgia. I mean, he's a veteran of radio and television broadcasting. He's been doing it since he's 16 years old. But once again, he does Countdown to Kickoff, which I get to join him before the game. And then after the game, I get to join him as the coastal area rep, the Georgia High School Football Radio Scoreboard Show. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Boost Mobile Hotline. Get Boost Mobile to be heard. His good friend of mine, the voice of high school football in the state of Georgia, Tommy Palmer. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks. I appreciate the kind words.
Well, it's true. It's true, sir. Well, it's true, Tommy. I know you don't like me calling you sir, so it's true. And I know, a lot of people, when we get to high school football season, they want the Georgia High School Football Radio Scoreboard Show, and they want to hear from you. And then when you do the playoff games, whether it's football, basketball, just a great job year in and year out. And once again, I'm not trying to blow your bubble here. You're just one of the best in the business in the state of Georgia, and I appreciate that I can consider you one of my friends.
Thank you, and you're one of my dear friends too, Carl. Thank you for all your contributions you make to our shows. I certainly appreciate that.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, carries the show now because we can hear it right now in the city of Savannah. But let's go to one of the hottest topics, Tommy, and that's the new high school concussion rule. And I know you follow high school sports as closely as I do. You follow the rule changes. Do you think this is going to hurt the sport or going to help the sport?
I don't think it's going to make a nickel's worth of difference, and that's just my opinion. I think coaches will figure out a way to do it. And I've talked to several of the top coaches all across the state of Georgia, and without exception, most of them are saying, the old school coaches say it's going to hurt, but today's new wave of coaches, these successful new young coaches, say it really won't make a lot of difference because, it is what it is, and you don't have to beat your players to death to be a good football team. I do believe you have to do some contact work, but I'm a firm believer that you do your work early in the year. You get into a routine of when you're going to do this and when you're going to do that, and you work through it. Everything has become station work now, and it's 8 or 10 minutes here, 8 or 10 minutes here, and as a coach, You know that. I think you can adjust your schedules to that. You can't beat people to death during the week, Monday through Wednesday, and expect them to bounce back and perform on Friday. If a kid's going to hit, he's going to hit. He's not going to. And I think you pretty much agree with me on that point. I mean, I hope you do.
Hey, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Tommy Palmer, the host of the Georgia High School Football Radio Show, Scoreboard Show, and he does a lot of other things. He's got the week's top 10 games, the top games that he likes to write about and comment about. We're talking about the new Georgia High School State Association rule about contact. Now, the new rule states that you can only get 130 minutes of contact preseason. Once the season starts, you'll only get 90 minutes a week. Tommy, you know, I've told you this. I've coached in New York. I was head coach there for 9 years. I came here 2 years at St. Andrews, 5 years at Groves. My football players did not like Coach DeMasi because Coach DeMasi didn't believe in hitting all the time. We did most of our hitting on Tuesday during the game week. We did a little goal line work on Wednesdays. So this rule is not something. This rule is something I agree with. Those coaches that like to go out there for 3 hours and knock heads and hit and hit and hit. I mean, you're going to get a concussion, you're going to get an injury, and that's where most of your injuries occur, is in practice. So I love this rule, and I think it should have been a long time ago. But, Tommy, we discussed this. We talked about the NFL. The NFL only hits once a week if they're lucky. So, you know, if you get, like you said, preseason, the old coaches, a little tough to change habits, but the new coaches, you get all your fundamental work in during preseason, these kids will learn how to tackle.
Well, I don't want to sound like it's a tone of condemnation against the old coaches because they only knew what they knew about what was going on. I know my high school football coach would have never endangered us if he thought it perfect. But, you know, one thing as a former player I have never forgotten, it's called Bloody Tuesday. And I think almost every football player around the state of Georgia knows what a Bloody Tuesday is. That's where you really get down to serious business preparing this week's game, and it's live and it is in color, as the old saying goes. You really got after it. I mean, I can remember some long, long practices, but you know what? By Thursday, I was fine, and when Friday night came, I was good to go. But that was back, you know, when men were steel and the lockers were wood.
Yeah, I remember those days. Tommy Palmer joining me on my show, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Remember, he's on the Boost Mobile hotline. Get Boost Mobile and be heard. And, well, Tommy, let's jump ship here now. We talked a little about that concussion rule now. Reclassification. I know we've still got one more year left of the current contracts. What do you foresee as the reclassification? I mean, I don't agree, and I'll say it here. I don't care. I don't agree with Georgia High School State Association splitting the private schools. I mean, a true champion is a true champion. I mean, we have a private school champion. We have a public school champion. Do you think that's ever going to change? How do you think the reclassification is going to work?
I really don't know. I know I have my ideas. Would you like to share my ideas?
Let's hear them, buddy. That's why you're on the show. They got the radio listening to you, not me, buddy.
Okay. Up to 500, Class A. 501 to 1,000, Double A. 1,000 to 1,500, Triple A. 1501 up to 2000, you got the 4A. Anything above 2000, 5A, you got 5 classifications. You know, just roll it out there and let's play.
I mean, that's the way it should be. You know, I don't want to hear this, you know, the private schools are winning everything. But if you look at the history, it's about 50-50 all over the classification. So I don't know what to tell you, but I just was really upset that we have two champions in Class A where it should be everybody playing against everybody. And, you know, where I grew up and I first started coaching, we did have a private and public school league, but after the private crown their champion, and after the public crown their champion, we had the Federation Championship, the New York State High School Federation Athletics Championship, where the private school would play the public school, and then you dish it out there. There's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
Well, sure, there can be a happy medium, and in my opinion, here's the way you can do it. You can let all the private schools be in one league, like you were talking. Let all the public schools be in another league. You want to play a private school, you play them. Then at the end of the year, which really make it interesting, is let the public school champion play the private school champion, four of the championship. What's wrong with that, you know?
I agree with you 100%, and once again, that's what I'm looking for. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to the voice of the Georgia High School Score, the high school football radio scoreboard show, and I like to tell he's the high school of he's the voice of high school football in Georgia. All right, we got to wrap it up. You know, we got draft coming up. I got to ask you a question. I think talking about the NFL draft is too overhyped. I mean, you grew up like I grew up. We didn't hear much about it. I just think it's too overhyped, Tommy, don't you?
Well, you know, since computers, everybody's got a rating service. And I think high school recruiting is also in the same vein. You know, now that we've got computers and information and all these things, you know, you got your two-star, three-star, four-star, five-star. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've only seen three or four five-star athletes since I've been doing play-by-play. George Rogers, Herschel Walker, you know, Bo Jackson, folks like that. Those are the only five stars I know about. But they start so early now, and this is, again, not a condemnation of recruiting, but when you excel at the high school level, they'll find you. I think the kid at Benedictine is a great indication. Everybody, it seems like everybody knew about the kid in this area that was the great player, but until he had that great show in the Dome in Atlanta, nobody was interested in him. So I am going somewhere with this. But now he'll go on and have a great career if he doesn't get injured wherever he plays, which I think is at Georgia Tech. So my feeling is this. We don't really know how good Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota is going to be, even though they're talked about being one and two in the draft. We don't know until they get under the pressure. It's a whole nother world going from high school to college. But, boy, it's a real big jump from college to pro. Everything is so specialized with the draft days, with the mini camps, with the tryouts, with, you know, can they do this, can they do this. Everything has become so information-based. Hard to really comprehend all of the information you have out there. I don't know how you decide who's the number one pick. Although I can tell you, if I were the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm not their general manager, I would draft offensive and defensive linemen. Herschel Walker could not have run in his prime behind that offensive line last year. So
I agree. That's Tommy Palmer, the host of the Georgia High School Football Radio Scoreboard Show, and, of course, Countdown to Kickoff. And as I like to say, he is the voice of high school football in the state of Georgia. Tommy, always a pleasure. I appreciate your insight on concussions, on reclassification, of course, the NFL draft. And I do agree with you. If a kid is that good, he's finally going to get seen, like you just mentioned. Brad Stewart finally wound up going and getting a full scholarship with the Georgia Tech. And just the mass media, the social media is unbelievable now in our day. And once again, always love talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Carl. I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
I'll talk to you during the week. That's Tommy Palmer, the host of the Georgia High School Football Radio Scoreboard Show that can be heard here every Friday night after we do the ESPN High School Game of the Week. And he also does the Countdown to Kickoff, which is another great show. I mean, I'm glad the boys here at ESPNCoastal.com got him involved, because it makes high school football so much more exciting. All right, I'm going on and on. I have to throw out this tidbit. Bill Parcells, the former NFL football coach, talking about the NFL draft yesterday on Mike and Mike, only 25% of all the football players drafted this weekend will make an NFL team. So that's how much overhyped I think this whole thing is. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're going to come back and wrap this baby up right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 NLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul. And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me, whether it's for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, the whole show. That'd be pretty special. But whatever you may be doing, I'm glad you could join me every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. It's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led, patient-focused, and they get you back in your game. And they're located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Well, I got to thank my guest in the first hour, Matt Midget, the president and the captain of the Savannah Shamrocks. They're playing at 1 o'clock semifinal, Georgia Rugby Union semifinal game to get to the championship. And, of course, the man that I coin the voice of high school football, the Georgia High School Football Radio Show host himself, Tommy Palmer. And we just finished with Tommy talking about, you know, the NFL draft and all this hype and who's going where. And like I said, listening to Mike and Mike every morning, I'm addicted to sports talk radio. I know my wife will tell you that's all I do. I'll talk ping pong. I'll talk anything you want to talk. But Bill Parcells, the former great Giant, New York Giant coach, and yeah, I know he coached everywhere else, but he's a New York Giant. He said only 25% of these players will make an NFL roster. It's overhyped, okay? Kuiper, McShay. But you know what? I got to get another point of view. A younger guy here who does a lot with ESPNCoastal.com. He's also the host of the High School First Look show on Thursdays here on ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 104.3 FM. Does a nice show down in the Golden Isle with Frederica Academy. But I want to get a younger guy's opinion on this, and I got to make it quick. He's joining us on the Boost Mobile Hotline, and get Boost Mobile be heard, is my producer, the man, PJ Zucco. What's up, PJ?
Hey, what's up, Carl? Good to be talking to you.
It's always fun having you on the show, getting that younger perspective of what's going on. So tell us, NFL draft, overhyped or not overhyped?
I think it's in the middle. You know, I think it's a little bit overhyped. I don't think you need a new mock draft coming out by 8 or 9 different people every week. You know, when nothing new has come out and somehow, you know, some way in a matter of 6 or 7 days, even though no news has broke, everyone shuffled around and, oh, this guy was, you know, going to go second last week, but now he's going to go all the way down at 13. Well, what came out about him? Oh, nothing. We're just reading some different. So I think that's a little bit overhyped in the fact that you have that pretty much like once a week. You have a new mock draft. But I think it is pretty exciting. It's an exciting time to see who's going to go where, what guys are going to make it, because you have stories like, I mean, is it overused? Yeah, maybe, but you have stories like Tom Brady, who was drafted so late in the game, but, you know, now he's won 4 Super Bowls and is breaking all these records and is possibly, you know, going to be the best quarterback in NFL history at some point, if not right now. So you have those stories to cling to, and you want to see who's going to be that next guy, who's going to be the next bust, even though we don't necessarily want to see that. We hope for them to do well, but who's it going to be? So I think from that point, it's very exciting, and you should pay that attention. But do we need a new mock draft every 2 days? You know, didn't need to be looking forward and talking about it for 6 months. I think that can be calmed down a little bit.
Well, I agree with you a lot, and we do need it for the great stories like Tom Brady and all the other guys, Joe Montana, too. So, I mean, I got to throw a little Irish out there. But
exactly.
PJ, always a pleasure, always to get your perspective. And remember, PJ Zucco is the host of the High School First Look every Thursday night during the football season right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Thanks a lot, big guy.
All right, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
You got it. and PJ Zucco. I mean, the man is young, but he's got a lot of knowledge about sports and what goes on. And I mean, he really keeps us focused on it. So once again, I got to send a big shout out to another guy from Savannah that's making a name for himself. And that's Chris Epperson, another Savannah Christian Red Raider graduate on the E-Tour. He's making a little run for it, and he's got himself in the top five. So that's Chris Epperson playing on the E-Tour, which is one below the Web.com Tour where Mark Silvers is. And, of course, Gene Sauer's on the Champions Tour, and, of course, Brian Harmon on the PGA. Once again, you're listening to the Call of the Mossy Sports Report. Hour number two will be coming up in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned, because we got the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, and it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Be right back after this.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
At Savannah State University, we realize that you cannot put your career on hold to pursue an MBA. Savannah State University's 30-hour MBA offers flexible schedules and is extremely affordable. Classes meet during the evening hours Monday through Thursday. You can complete the program in 2 years or less. Inquire about the pre-MBA program, an alternative to GMAT and GRE. Savannah State University, fully accredited by the AACSB. Enrolling for spring and fall semesters. Take the next step and visit savannahstate.edu.
ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah.
SouthernPigskin.com provides powerful perspective on the sport that defines a region. From interviews with the biggest names in the business to on-site game coverage and innovative social networking engagement, SouthernPigskin.com sets the tone for how football is watched down here. And down here, there is no off-season. Every day is game day on SouthernPigskin.com. Visit SouthernPigskin.com, a member of the USA Today Sports Media Group, to see country music star Rodney Atkins' game picks. Check out the hottie of the month or join in on the message board fun. SouthernPigskin.com. Born and raised.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
We want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry. Once again, welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Same great place, still located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in Savannah, Georgia. And remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, it's hour number two. Hour number one always flies by, and we got a great lineup for hour number two. Once again, I'm here every Saturday morning. I play two games, 9 to 10 and 10 to 11, and having a lot of fun doing it. That's what it's all about. And the second hour, second game, we have two great spots, I think. Of course, we'll have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Pretty good baseball player right here in Savannah, Georgia, but we don't hear much because he plays for the Coastal Homeschool Hurricanes. And I'm telling you right now, this kid has a career ERA of 7.78, this year at 0.88. I mean, he's a big guy on the hill, toes the rubber for the Hurricanes. He's had three good seasons, and he's got to get looked at. And that's, of course, we're going to talk to senior Sheldon Polk right here on the Call of the Monster Sports Report, roughly about 10:17, and then we'll get into the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, honoring our past athletes and people who have made contributions to sports here in Savannah, Georgia, with the vice president of the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, David Sipple. Well, we had a lot of stuff going on this week, and once again, let's get to the scoreboard. Let's get to the news. The Atlanta Hawks take on the Brooklyn Nets today at 3 o'clock in my old stomping grounds, Brooklyn. That's where I was born. Okay, but I moved out to Long Island, so, you know, I still consider Brooklyn my birthplace, but Long Island not my second home. My first home now is Savannah, Georgia. Right now, they'll be playing at 3 o'clock on TNT. The Hawks are two games up, 2-0 over the Nets. They win this one today. Big advantage going on to the next round of the NBA playoffs. Atlanta Braves, I mean, they've lost six straight, eight out of the last 11. They're 8-8. And, of course, in the bottom of the ninth, Freddie Freeman makes an error, mishandles a Ben Revere's ground ball to first, allowing Freddie Galvis to score in the ninth to give the Phillies a 1-0 win. I mean, Alex Wood pitched his heart out. They're in the game. Pitching has been a big problem so far. Once you get past the first three starters, the Braves haven't been doing too good. Tehran had a tough night the other night, five walks in five innings. I mean, but once again, we're going to go with another rookie, another young and upcoming pitcher, Shelby Miller. He's 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA. Let's hope he does a good job, okay? He's been having some strong starts, and hopefully he can continue those waves. The Braves take on the Phillies in Philadelphia tonight at 7:05. Savannah Sandnats off to a tough start, 5-10. They also lose last night 1-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. They'll be taking on the River Dogs, who are 11-5 in first place. They take on the River Dogs tonight at 6:05 up there in Charleston. And just like the big series up in New York this weekend, the Mets against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, we also got down here, a Subway Series, because the Sandnats are the Mets and the River Dogs are the Yankees. So, who are you going to root for? I root for the Braves. That's all I got to say. Armstrong Tennis. Let's go to a little college. Armstrong Tennis is hot. The women's team and men's team both won yesterday. The women's team beat the 8-seeded North Georgia team 5-0. They're 25-0 and advanced to face 4th-seeded Flagler, okay, and that started today at 8 o'clock this morning. Hopefully I can get an update on Twitter. And then the men's team also won 5-0 yesterday. The men's team is 18-4. They faced Columbus State this morning at 8 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock now, so they're probably still going strong. So I know they're both going to advance. And yesterday in softball, in the Peach Belt Conference Tournament semifinals, the Lady Pirates won 9-1 over Montevella. They'll face second-seeded Georgia College today at 1:30 if the weather allows them. Over at Savannah State, got to talk a little Lady Tiger softball. First place in the MEAC South Conference. They take care of business yesterday, beating the second-place team, Bethune-Cookman, 8-5 and 11-6. And it had a lot of Savannah flavor because Brooke Eichenlob, former fast-pitch star softball player at Savannah Christian, wins the first game. She pitched the complete game for the win. And in the second game, Savannah State's trailing. She hits a three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth to give them the lead. Brooke Eichenlob making a scene over there at Savannah State. The Lady Tigers are 17-15 overall, but they're 10-1 in MEAC play. Bethune-Cookman drops to 15-27 and 8-3 in the South Conference. Baseball, got to go with Savannah State. They played last night. They played a doubleheader against North Carolina A&T. They lost the first game 7-5, lost the second game 2-0. And a heartbreaker for me because I had the privilege of coaching this young man before he became a star at Effingham County High School, Austin Denny. Out of Springfield, the Palace and the Pines, Effingham County High School. He throws a four-hitter but loses 2-0. He struck out 7 and walked 1 in the loss. Hector Benitez had a hit in the losing cause. Hector Benitez out of Jenkins High School. The SCADS women's lacrosse team, the top-seeded SCAD women's lacrosse team, had 8 different players score last night against Robert Morris, and they won the semifinal game in the National Women's Lacrosse League, 18-8. They'll play in the championship today at 6:30 against Davenport College. High school baseball, tough game to play yesterday for the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. They won Thursday night, but they had to come back yesterday on, of course, Coach Carter's wife's funeral celebration, memorial. They lost 3-0. Coach Carter got out to the field, and once again, my condolences out there to the Savannah Christian Red Raider family. One for Coach Carter, losing his wife later. Great lady, great family, great guy. Over 30 years dedicated to Savannah Christian baseball, Coach Carter, and of course, Abigail DeLoach, 21 years old, one of those 5 Georgia Southern nurses coming here to Savannah to work at St. Joseph, do a clinical round, and didn't make it. Abby DeLoach, I had the honor, privilege to coach against her, and she was a force when I was the Effingham County Girls High School basketball coach. Once again, heart and soul go out to those family. But Calvary wins 3-0. Both teams will be in the playoffs. Before the game started, Savannah Christian was ranked number 4 and Calvary number 12. And remember, in private school, they do a power rating system, so both of them should go on. BC is victorious yesterday. Benedictine Tennis beat Screven County yesterday 5-0, so they're going to go to the third round. I don't know who the opponent is. Spencer Fonseca defeats Matthew Thomas 6-6-love. Austin Karst defeats Mason Oglesby 6-3-6-1. Aaron Bears defeats Gay Reynolds 6-0-7-6. So that's all they needed to go on. In doubles, Matt Lyons and Connor Sterling defeat Bradley Martin, Scott Williamson 6-4-6-3. Matt Hogan and Sean Kelly defeat Wyatt Shepard. Okay, Benedictine Tennis is 18-3. They're on a roll over there. Every team is in the playoffs. Pretty impressive. So that is the scoreboard, pro scoreboard. Like I said, in golf, Chris Epperson from Savannah Christian is playing on the E-Tour. Savannah native Chris Epperson carded his second straight round of 1-over par 71 Thursday and is tied for 7th at the E-Golf Getaway Tours in Sedgefield, the Sedgefield Classic. Okay, that's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So, once again, another Red Raider. Running events, nothing big this week. Next week, just check the FleetFeetSportsSavannah.com webpage and find out what the next big running event is. FleetFeetSavannah.com. FleetSportsSavannah.com and find out, go to events, find out what the next big running event is. Got to give a lot of credit out there to Robert Espinoza and getting those running events going strong. And I'll have, before the show ends, I'll have an update on Savannah Storm. Our semi-pro basketball team will be playing today. And, of course, the Savannah Steam football team will be playing today. And I'll give you all the information on that before the show ends. Once again, first segment's over. A lot of scores, a lot of news. We'll be back with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. But I got to give credit. Without these guys, this wouldn't happen. My sponsor, Optum Orthopedics, they have 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from the Coastal Hurricanes baseball team. Sheldon Paulk comes in with a .88 ERA, 371 batting average. Pretty impressive, and believe me not, those kids are homeschooled, but they still get to play their sports thanks to the Coastal Homeschool Hurricanes Athletic Association. Remember, you're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Remember, you can listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com on the worldwide internet. Hey, I'm all over the place. Or download 2 apps, the ESPN Radio app, go to Savannah Hilton Head, or the TuneIn Radio app, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio app, and go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School, we would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And remember, today's show is brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 at 104.3 FM. And remember, you can hear us on the World Wide Web at ESPNCoastal.com. Download the apps on your phone, the ESPN Radio app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head, of course, the TuneIn Radio app. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio app, and go to WSEG. Well, we're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week segment. Always fun bringing in the kids that are having good seasons. It just doesn't have to be a high school player. It could be a college player. It could be a peewee football player, baseball player. Just somebody that's done something exceptional, and you want them to get the recognition. Like I said, the TV stations only have two-minute segments. The newspaper only has a certain amount of characters they can write a story in. So let's talk about the good kids. And this next program, believe me, it's really something special, okay? Parents make their choices, and I can understand that, and I can live with that. But I'm a football, baseball, I'm a sports fanatic. And these kids that are homeschooled, because of rules in the state of Georgia, can't play on their school that's in their area. So Coastal Homeschool Athletic Association put together a program. They have football, they have basketball, they have baseball, they probably got other things. But right now, I mean, this next young man, if you didn't hear about it, is being really a big standout on the hill for the Coastal Hurricanes baseball team. I mean, right now he's pitched 8 games, 39 two-thirds innings, only 5 earned runs, only 23 hits against them, 49 strikeouts, 14 walks. He's got a 4-2 record, lost a heartbreaker last night, but we're not going to get into the officials' calls. And he has an ERA of .88 and has a save. Batting-wise, I mean, the kid can stroke the ball. I mean, he's batting .371, and, you know, he's a force to be reckoned with. And last night they played down in Frederica County, lost a heartbreaker. Let me get to my scoreboard here. Lost to Frederica Academy. Hear that, PJ? They lost to your school down there. 5-4 in a heartbreaker with supposedly a call that we won't get into. But .371 batting average, .88 ERA. This young man deserves it. And I got to thank his coach, who is the chaplain of the Savannah Sandnats, Jason Rockwell, for nominating him. And once again, joining us now in the brand-new studios in the Savannah Mall, the ESPN radio studio in the Savannah Mall, is senior Coastal Hurricanes baseball player Sheldon Polk. Good morning, Sheldon. Nice of you to come in.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm here on a Saturday morning. I'm talking to you about high school sports, and I mean, what more do I want? So it's a lot of fun. But I mean, congratulations. Great year. I know you had to take last year off, but you know, your sophomore season, you had an ERA of .69, 57 strikeouts on 40 and two-thirds innings. I don't know what your batting average was, but I guess you really do like baseball.
Yes, sir. Love it.
Love it. So, you know, baseball, America's game, and how did you get involved in it? Did Dad say, go out there, you got to play, or you just, you know, got out there, started hitting the wiffle ball and had a lot of fun?
Playing in the yard and then started when I was 8.
8 years old. Now, you know, like I said, .371 batting average, .88 ERA this year, okay? What do you like most about baseball? I mean, because a lot of kids today find it boring, but it's a thinking man's game. I mean, so you got to think what's going on, and you got to be physically ready to do it. What do you like most about baseball?
Definitely pitching, I'd say. Being up there on the mound and trying to outsmart the other hitter, trying to outguess what he's going to think, or just make sure you throw the right pitch when he's not thinking that pitch is coming.
Well, you know, I can vouch for that, being a former high school baseball coach and a baseball player. The pitcher has to outthink the batter, and the batter, I don't know about you, let's turn to the other side. When you're batting, do you try and guess what the pitcher's throwing, or you just go up there and try to concentrate on where the ball's coming from?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I try and just hit, and sometimes I'm trying to guess a little bit. Yeah. Usually do better just
letting the ball come at you.
Coming at me. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Guessing can get you in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because now you're trying to outsmart the pitcher. So, yeah, it's a challenge. You know, I mean, I never was a pitcher, but I got to watch my son pitch and my older son pitch, and it really is a lot of fun watching you guys how you guys go against the opposing team, the opposing team's batter. You're listening to Call DeMasi Sports Report. In studio is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Coastal Hurricanes senior baseball player Sheldon Park, and great season so far. Now, you're 371 batting average. You're doing a great job on the hill pitching. Which one do you like better? What's Sheldon's best baseball skill?
Pitching. All the way. Yes, sir.
Why would you say that?
Just like being in control, being up there and making the difference of the game.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you're doing a great job. Now, we know about, you know, golf now. They're out there lifting weights and football, baseball. What routine have you used to make you a better pitcher, a better baseball player?
Probably just running, working out. I mean, all that stuff. Practicing a lot, being on the baseball field, learning from watching other pitchers. You know, all that stuff, man.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. So, you know, now you come into the season. You had last year off due to an injury. Did you have any personal goals for the season, or was it just to go out there and play the game?
Just go out there and play the game and have fun. Do everything I can.
Now, you got Coach Rockwell coming as a team. Okay, did he have you guys come up with a goal, or just, you know, you guys go out there and play and have a good time?
We've got a young team this year, so it's just going out there and trying to improve every game, really. Learning something every game.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're in the brand new Savannah Mall studio, the ESPN Radio Savannah AM 14 at 104.3 FM studio. I'm talking to Sheldon Park, starting pitcher for the Coastal Hurricanes, having a great year. And you just said you're a young team. Now, I know I'm putting you on the spot here. Okay, give some love out to your teammates. Anybody else having a great season that you want to give out a shout out to?
Well, we have a catcher, senior catcher, doing real good behind the dish for me, hitting real well for us. We also have two standout eighth graders with us.
Eighth graders?
Eighth graders starting varsity, yes, sir.
Wow. You got to get them involved, eh?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else as far as pitching? Anybody else?
Yes, sir. We got ninth graders out of pitching, and we have a sophomore doing real good.
Eighth graders, ninth graders, and a sophomore. I could say you're pretty young. So
yes,
you got five games left. You guys are right now at your 10-6. Close game last night. What do you got coming up? I know you got five games left. What does the rest of the season look like for you guys and, of course, for Sheldon Paul?
We got David Emanuel coming up next week, next Thursday night. It'll be a good game. And then Tuesday, May 5th, we play Pinewood, which would be a real good game. I'll get to start that one, so looking forward to that.
Where do you guys play your home games?
We play them right there in Bloomingdale at L. Scott Still Field.
Okay, out there in Still Park. Nice little setup over there. Now, as far as you personally, okay, do you play in any other sports, or is it just baseball?
I played football my first 3 years of high school. Yeah, played my senior year.
Took a break this year?
Yes, sir.
Getting ready to throw the rock, eh?
Yes, sir.
So, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Athlete of the Week, I'm talking to Sheldon Park. Am I saying that right? Paul,
yes, sir.
Right? Okay. From the Coastal Hurricanes baseball program. He's got an unbelievable year going on. 4-2 on the mound, 8.888 ERA, 49 strikeouts in 39 innings, 371 batting average. Now, outside of athletics, do you do anything else? Anything you enjoy besides playing baseball and football?
Yes, sir. Like being outdoors, hunting, fishing, all that stuff.
Good old southern boy down here. He likes to get into there fishing and hunting and all that other stuff. And, I mean, that's what most of the athletes come in here and say they like to do other than play sports, which are sports too, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I just don't have the patience to sit there with a pole and wait for a fish to bite it, but that's me. But now, as far as playing high school sports, and the Coastal Homeschool Athletic Association is giving you guys a chance to play, what does it mean to play high school baseball to you? Which, if you didn't have this organization, you wouldn't be able to. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, growing up, you know, we look forward to getting to high school. What are we going to do about baseball, you know? And then my eighth grade year, the team got started with only 11 players. And it was a rough year the first year, but, you know, we've improved every year. Last year, we were 14-4 to end the year. So, you know, it's gotten a lot better. It's been great to be able to play and compete. You know, we play some good teams, private schools, but still been good baseball.
Right now, you're 10-6, and like you said, you got a very young team. So, you know, it's pretty special. Now, next step is, okay, you get homeschool, you get your degree. Do you plan on playing sports at the next level? Is that a dream for you?
Yes, sir. Planning to go and play college somewhere. Not sure where yet, but planning on it.
Now, you know, baseball, you want to play college baseball, any specific field you want to get into, any kind of occupation that you might want to do besides baseball, like become a teacher, a coach, or something like that?
No, sir. Not sure yet.
Well, which is true. A lot of freshmen, a lot of kids going into college aren't sure exactly what they're going to do. But, Sheldon, you're having a great year. You're doing a great job. And like I said, you coach Jason Rockwell. Tell me about – yeah, I always leave out the coach. Tell me about Jason Rockwell, what he means to you and what he means to the Coastal Hurricanes baseball team.
Well, he's been a great coach for us. You know, he's taught me a lot over the years. Taught everyone a lot, you know. It's a good example for us, and he knows the game very well and teaches us the game.
Well, I know he loves the game because, you know, he's the chaplain for the Savannah Sandnats. He runs the Sycamore at the park every year in the middle of November when people don't think about playing baseball. Once again, great guy, great coach, great faith in what's going on in his life and with baseball. And, you know, he got a chance to go down to, I think, Cuba, I would say. But once again, great job. Well, keep up the great work. And like I said, if you haven't been listening, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're talking to Sheldon Polk, Coastal Hurricanes homeschool starting pitcher, 0.88 ERA, 4-2 record. Like I said, 49 strikeouts at the plate. He's 371. Well, that's why, Sheldon, you're this week's Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for April 25th, 2015. Sheldon Polk from Polk. I do apologize, okay, because I'm going too fast. You're supposed to tell me to slow down like you, okay, from the Coastal Hurricanes baseball program. Keep up the great work. Once again, this is from Dr. Bart Weatherton. You deserve it, and hopefully a little college baseball is in the future.
Thank you very much.
Once again, remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weathering Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, Suite D, or you can visit them, that's in between Waters Avenue and Habersham Avenue, Habersham Street, or you can visit Dr. Bart in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weathering Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk about the old athletes that are going to be inducted into the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame with the Vice President, David Sipple. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 MLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Once again, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic was the last segment. If you have someone you want to nominate, please give me a call at 912-507-9158, 912-507-9158. Let's get the good kids out here. Let's get them more publicity. Or text me or email me or at kdemasi@hotmail.com or go to Facebook page and message me or give me a tweet on at KD Sports Report. I'd love to get these kids on. Well, these guys were once kids. But it's one of those special nights here in Savannah, Georgia, May 4th at the Savannah Civic Center. We're going to have the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame induction. And I look forward to this every year because you see people who made big impacts or had a big career here in Savannah, Georgia, or they have a big impact on the sports arena here in Savannah, Georgia. And I mean, I could, you know, I can't tell you exactly what's, you know, what's so important about it, but except for these guys that sit on the board, and it's something special. And he's joining us now. The man, the vice president from the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, David Sipple, is joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, get Boost Mobile and be heard. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Hey, Carl, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a Saturday morning, and we're going to talk a little Georgia. We're going to talk a little greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, and you're the vice president. You'll be the president next year, taking over from a good guy, Earl Etheridge. But just a pretty exciting time, and it's pretty special what you guys do.
It is. This time of year, every year, we host an annual banquet induction ceremony, and this year it's going to be down at the Civic Center, as it always is. On May 4th at 6 o'clock, we're going to start with a cocktail reception up on the second floor of the mezzanine where the actual physical hall is located. Everybody's going to be enjoying some cocktails and walking around the gallery and reading about all the fantastic athletes that have come through Savannah. And then about 7 o'clock, we're going to move up to the ballroom where we'll get started with the banquet. And we'll be inducting 4 athletes and 2 citation honorees this year, as well as the Lawton M. Calhoun Award that goes to the area's most outstanding high school athlete. And this year, we're going to be giving away the actual M.A. Spellman Award as well. And Carrie Hilliard is going to put on an absolute smorgasbord of a buffet for us. Our master of ceremonies is going to be, once again, Mr. Sonny Dixon, WTOC, who does a fantastic job for us, and the event is open to the public. If you'd like to attend, the tickets are $25, and they can be purchased by calling Mr. Etheridge's office at 351-3852. It's a fantastic event. It's really one of the highest honors that you can receive as an athlete coming out of Savannah, Georgia. These folks are going to be permanently enshrined in a physical hall upstairs at the mezzanine at the Savannah Civic Center. It's really a tremendous honor.
And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to David Sipple, the vice president of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, about the induction taking place on May 4th. And David, I can agree with you. I get lost every time I go to that second level of the Civic Center. And just looking at the plaques and the people there, names I know, people, you know, that, you know, I've met, you know, through another friend. I mean, it's just such a great, and what's special about it, and I know you being on the board and you being involved in this, and you being a lot younger than me, but just seeing those guys, I mean, the last 2 years, people going up there and they're crying about being accepted into this Hall of Fame, it definitely is something really, really special.
They are. It is a really, really special deal. You know, there are a lot of different cities that have a sports Hall of Fame, if you will, but it's pretty unique here in Savannah to actually have a physical space. Well, these folks are going to be enshrined for their accomplishments in athletics forever and ever. You know, there are a lot of organizations that they may simply have a website or may hand out some plaques annually, but this is pretty special here in Savannah to have an actual physical location for the hall that's open to the public year-round that people can go and visit and walk through the gallery and read about their friends and family and folks they may have played ball with growing up and all their accomplishments that are they're literally memorialized forever. Savannah Civic Center. It's really a neat thing.
All right, before we get into the names of the athletes and the Citation Award winners and everything else, how does a young guy like you get involved in the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame?
I got tapped a few years ago by Chip Grayson, one of our former presidents, and he and I go back a number of years, and he knows that I maintain pretty high level interest in athletics here in the Savannah area, and they were really looking to diversify the Board of Trustees a little bit, bring in some younger folks, and really get other people in the community involved. So I guess I started getting involved 7 or 8 years ago and I moved through various different roles in the organization. I'm currently chairman of the banquet committee, and next year I'm going to be moving into the president's seat. So that's a little bit about how I got involved in it. We've got actually 20 members on the Board of Trustees, and then we have actually 15 folks that are assigned to what we call the Honors Court. And they're tasked with reviewing all of the nominations and resumes that we get, folks that hope to be included in the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. Now, that Honors Court is made up of members of the Board of Trustees, as well as a few folks throughout the community that are selected to serve on the board and help in that process as well. So
It sounds like an exciting process. And I know you guys start early. You announce it right after the bank was open. People get their stuff into the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. And like you said, let's start with the athletes. Once again, let me tell you who we're listening to. We're listening to David Sipple, the vice president of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. And now we start off with the 2015 inductees as far as the athletes go. You want to shout them out and give tell people about them?
The first gentleman is Terry Bryant. He was an absolutely unstoppable force on the football field at Johnson High School. And he went on actually to attend Clemson on a full scholarship where he was an all-ACC performer there. He was really called Clemson's kind of – he got their Solid Rock Award, which is given to the most dependable player both on and off the field. And he was actually also the Lawton M. Calhoun Award winner from the GSAHOF back in the day, as well as a Deering Award winner back in Savannah. This guy was ranked, I think, as the 12th best defensive tackle in the country at the time before he went on to Clemson. And he actually played a little bit of professional ball as well with the Tampa Bay Bandits. So Harry Bryant is our first athlete being enshrined this year. Additionally, we have Jim Walsh Jr. He's actually a Benedictine man. He was a Savannah News Press Lineman of the Year and Savannah Quarterback Club Lineman of the Year back in 1980. And he, of course, went on to excel at the University of South Carolina, where he lettered with the Gamecocks as a linebacker during his freshman year. He also actually played a little bit of professional football. Actually, he was the gentleman that played a little bit with Tampa Bay Bandits. And Terry Bryant actually played in the NFL. Terry was with the Washington Redskins, if I'm not mistaken, and another NFL team. So Terry had quite the NFL career, and Jim did a little stint with the Tampa Bay Bandits. Of course, everybody's familiar with his accomplishments down at Bradwell Institute, winning region championships in 2001 and 2002 as coach down there. And then also we have our other two athletes going in this year are Bobby and Tommy Cannon. Both of these gentlemen are Benedictine men, and they had unbelievable baseball careers at both Armstrong and the University of Georgia. Bobby, he actually he batted 400 in 1970 for UGA, and he
wow.
was the team's MVP that year. He also pitched, had a 2.39 earned run average, and he's actually still ranked third in the history of the program there. And in 70, he also became one of a handful of players in Georgia's history that earned the distinction of Academic All-American. He was an All-SEC selection in 70, and still listed as one of Georgia's greatest pitchers in baseball program history. And his brother Tommy, like Bobby, also played baseball at Armstrong in the University of Georgia. Tommy was a Georgia Junior College All-Star for baseball in 66 before he went over to the University of Georgia. He was a two-year letterman for UGA and had the team's highest batting average in 69. His leadership abilities also earned him the team captaincy in 70. Of course, he would later translate those skills into a coaching career, spanned at BC for three decades. Now, those are actually four athletes for being enshrined this year. We have two citation recipients this year. They're going in for their contributions to athletics, to that community. One is Lucius Bo Lavette. The other gentleman is Layman Lanier, otherwise known as L.A. Lanier. Both of these gentlemen have contributed in a number of ways throughout Savannah to really kind of enhance athletics throughout the community. And then this year, the Lawton M. Calhoun Award winner, which is presented annually to the outstanding athlete from Chatham County, is going to Mr. Stevie Powers from Benedictine. I think most of your listeners are probably familiar with Stevie, with his accomplishments on the football and the baseball field.
Oh, they know him.
We've got a great group of individuals that are being inducted in the hall this year. And, of course, this year we're going to be awarding the M.A. Spellman Special Award to Mr. O.C. Welch for his revitalization of Bacon Park Golf Course. We think there's no person that exemplifies more of what that award is about. Mr. Welch this year, the unbelievable job that he's doing out there at Bacon Park Golf Course. So.
Well, you know, I'm talking to David Sipple. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 104.3 FM. And remember, joining us on the Boost Mobile hotline right now and get Boost Mobile Be Heard is the Vice President of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, David Sipple. David, great job. I look forward to being there. It's always a lot of fun watching these guys get inducted, a little emotional sometimes. But once again, let's spit out. If somebody wants to go, let's tell everybody in the community if they want to go, what they got to do. And once again, you go to the GSAHOF.com on the internet, and you'll go right to the Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. So tell us, what's it going to cost, what time is it going to start, and how you get your tickets again.
Thank you, Colley. Appreciate it. You can go to gsahof.com. We very much need nominations. If any of you out there know somebody who should be in the Hall of Fame, please go to the website, get a nomination form, and nominate those individuals. I think one of the common misconceptions are is that we're a board that sits around and decides who should be going into the Hall of Fame, and that couldn't be further from the truth. If you've got to nominate somebody, they're going to be considered for inclusion into the Hall of Fame. But again, if they'd like to join us at the banquet on the 4th, you can call Earl Etheridge's office at 351-3852 or stop by his office at the softball complex, which is located right across the Haley Temple, and pick up your tickets, and we look forward to seeing you on the 4th.
And the tickets are how much again?
$25.
$25, and it's a great time. David, thanks for taking the time to come out, come on a Saturday morning, and look forward to meeting you at the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame on May 4th.
Thank you, Carl. We'll see you there.
You got it. Have a good one. Thank you. And that's David Sipple, the vice president, will be president next year of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. Remember, we got four great athletes going in. Terry Bryant, great football player, had a chance to coach against him when he was at Johnson High School, played for the Packers and the Redskins. Great career at Clemson. Then, of course, Jim Walsh Jr., another guy I had a little contact with, coached against him when I was at Groves, and he was the coach at Bradwell. Great guy, loves football. Another BC tradition going on there. Played at South Carolina, played in the USFL, the Tampa Bay Bandits. I remember them. Great guy. Had a great coaching career. Still coaching. Does a great job following Jim Walsh Sr.'s footsteps. Bobby Cannon, Tommy Cannon, both icons over there at Benedictine. Both great baseball players. And if you didn't know, Armstrong State was a junior college when they played, and they both transferred to Georgia. Had great careers. Citation Awards. These are the guys that have made a contribution to coaching or any kind of sports in Savannah, Georgia. Lucius Bo Levitt. Probably gave him my first technical foul because he was also a basketball referee when I moved here in 1995. L.A. Lanier, great job giving tireless efforts into the Hall of Fame. Great job. Helped with the adult softball program and the World Invitational Half Rubber Tournament, played at Grayson Stadium. And, of course, the Lawton M. Calhoun Award winner. What can I tell you? Stevie Powers. Great career at Benedictine baseball and football. Going on to college to play some Division I baseball. So great guy there. And, of course, O.C. Welch is the M.A. Spellman Award given out to the guy that makes a big contribution. Of course, we know about Bacon Park. Next up, we got to wrap this show up. Once again, thank you to David Sipple. And it goes really quick. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM.
Change can be difficult, except when it looks like this. Introducing ESPNCoastal.com, your brand new online home for breaking news, in-depth features, and daily coverage of your hometown teams. Built by ESPN exclusively for fans on the Georgia coast, ESPNCoastal.com brings the worldwide leader to you. Your daily headlines, powered by the most influential name in sports, with a presentation you've got to see to believe. Take three and out with you on ESPNCoastal.com with live streaming. Streaming, get scores and schedules, listen to interviews, and take part in promotions that hook you up. All at ESPNCoastal.com. Everything that matters to you, all in one place. A redesigned, fresh look at local sports. ESPNCoastal.com. And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, it's presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Well, it always flies by. I don't have much to wrap up this show, and I didn't get into it much. But once again, Calvary beat Savannah Christian last night 3-0. And I got to give a big shout-out to pitcher Caleb Hill, who pitched a four-hit shutout for the Cavaliers. Right now, going into that game, the Cavaliers were ranked 12th, so hopefully that'll move them up into the top 10 of the private Class A school baseball championship because they split up private and public. So both Savannah Christian and Calvary will be in that. And Thursday scores, okay, Savannah Christian beat Stratford Academy 13-1. So I had Vidalia beat BC. BC has still not wrapped up the baseball region yet, so one more win. And Jenkins played Appling County for the third spot in that 3A baseball tournament, and they lost 10-2. In girls tennis, Savannah Arts, I mean, they're ranked one of the best teams in the tennis program. They have one of the best tennis programs in 1-3-A or in 3-A. They beat Central Macon 5-0 to move on to the second round. Play Monday against Decatur High. In boys soccer, St. Andrews beats Hilton Head Christian 2-0. Mike Hall and Daniel Chisner score the only goals for St. Andrews. They're 7-5-1. They'll be in the playoffs. Hilton Head Christian girls beat St. Andrews 10-0. And track and field, I got to give a big shout-out to these runners from the area 1A private school meet at First Presbyterian School in Macon. In the 1600 meters, Maura Harris from Calvary, Sarah Glover from Savannah Country Day. Maura Harris finished second, Sarah Glover finished third. In the 400 meters, Diana Wickman from Savannah Christian, Anna Stone from Country Day, and the 4x100 relay team from Savannah Christian. In the 800 meters, Maura Harris from Calvary finished in first. Okay, and we got to give a big shout out on boys to Demetrius Robinson running the 100 meters in 10.8 seconds, then coming running the 200 meters in 22.08 seconds. So great job right there. And Michael Colberth in the 800 meters finished third with 2 minutes and 12 seconds. So once again, that's wrapping up the high school scoreboard, which I didn't get a chance to. That was on Wednesday and Thursday due to, you know, playoffs, state playoffs. We got a bunch of teams in the state playoffs, so follow them closely. If you have any information, please email me at kdemasi@hotmail.com. Once again, we got to give a big shout out to all our teams that are in the state playoffs. It's going strong. Richmond Hill, Effingham County in boys soccer, South Effingham in baseball, Richmond Hill in baseball, the Arts Academy in soccer, golf and tennis, the Islands High School programs in soccer and tennis, the Islands High School boys soccer team winning the region title on Tuesday over the Savannah Arts Academy, number one seed, the girls number four seed, Calvary in girls soccer, Calvary in baseball, Calvary and girls golf. I mean, there's such a big list of all the schools that have made the state playoffs in different sports, because spring sports has a lot of sports going on. Yeah, I mean, you got golf and tennis, you got track and field, you got baseball, you got soccer. It's just a very, very, very busy spring sports season. So, once again, anybody that contributed to the Savannah-Chattanooga County Public Schools Athletic Annual Golf Classic, we want to thank you. That's going on right now at the newly renovated back nine Bacon Park Golf Course. A lot of teams out there. I think they got 16, 17 teams to participate in that, helping raise money for Savannah-Chattanooga County Public Schools athletics. Remember, we got the cure, the Coaches for Curing Cancer going on, coachesforcuringcancer.org. Find out how you could help. We're going to have a football clinic on Friday and a big banquet on Saturday put on by Tim Adams. So get involved in that. So just a lot going on here in Savannah, Georgia. And once again, like I say every week, it just flies by. And I got to thank my man down there in the Golden Isle in the Glen Place Mall. Okay. And that's PJ Zuko. Does a great job. And once again, we'll be back next week talking local sports, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, it's all brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics. Until next week, hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.